Thank you. John is in Tacoma. John, you're on News Talk 97.3 Cairo FM.
Hey, Dory. You know, I have to disagree with you. The radio waves are public entities.
Oh, you know what? This is my favorite argument to shoot down. Okay, you go ahead and make your statement, and then I'll tell you why it's so ridiculous.
Okay, well, you know, when you have large companies like Intercom or other agencies that have lots of bandwidth, they can put whatever they want on it. They don't have to do a public service, but they're public entities. I can start a newspaper, I can start a blog, but I can't start a radio station without a license. So why is it inappropriate to ask to have more than one to provide a balance?
Okay, let's start with the diversity of opportunity for a message. There are in Seattle, I believe, 35 to 40 radio stations. There are two newspapers. Why does it make sense for the government to say we need to regulate the message of a far more diverse medium?
No,
that's a fair question. Why does it make sense for them to say the one that has a greater variety of outlets is the one government should regulate? Aren't newspapers far more of a monopolistic message and therefore should be subject to more government regulation?
But with newspapers, though, you don't have something that's in a limited amount. I mean, anybody can go out and buy paper and print.
Baloney.
But not everybody can.
Baloney.
Choose.
If that's the case, why are there only two newspapers? But there are 35 to 40 radio stations. If anybody can start a newspaper, there would be a greater diversity, not a more restricted amount. Why is that?
Not necessarily. Newspaper is a format that's becoming unpopular, general.
No. I'm talking about historically. We'll go back 30 years. There were two major newspapers in this city, and there were 35 to 40 radio stations then. So that part of your argument's defeated. Okay, now let's take on the public airwaves part of the argument. Again, let's go with newspapers. How do newspapers get to people's homes? Forget about the internet. How do they get to people's homes?
Well, traditionally, they were either newsstands or delivered.
Okay, delivered. How do they get delivered? Aren't those on public roadways?
Sure.
How's that different from public airwaves? It's not. Okay, so that's argument number two. And now let's go through the transmission through the air. Are electromagnetic waves any different from light waves as far as how they get to the receiver?
No, they're both part of the spectrum.
They are both waves that travel through the spectrum and go from a sender to a receiver. If the argument is that electromagnetic waves fly through the air and therefore should be regulated by government, should light waves also be regulated by government? Should sounds uttered by a person standing on the street be regulated by government?
Well, that's not a fair compensation.
Sure it is.
We do have laws that say you can't regulate sound through the air, but again, it comes down to the point.
Okay, but part of your argument was we should regulate radio because it goes over public airwaves.
No, my argument is that we should regulate radio because there's only a finite amount of it. I can't start broadcasting a counter message to Cairo on 97.3 because I don't own that frequency. There's nothing I can do about it. Or I can stand on the corner with my copy of The Stranger and right across from the PI and say, see, this is a better newspaper.
Well,
that's where you have to have a fairness doctrine or something like that.
So, okay, now let's talk about in reality, because I've shot down the logic of most of your arguments here. But let's talk about it in a non-theoretical but a reality plane. So if I say something that a United States senator disagrees with, they should be able to force a private entity, a private company, to broadcast a message from somebody so that it counterbalances my message. You think that sounds like a free nation to you?
What I think, and I'm not trying to avoid your question, what I think is that in situations where you have a large number of larger companies that control more than one signal in an area, and that they can power out one perspective of a message over the other, that they should have to have a balance.
Okay, and you believe that for
if we're talking about one entity that has one frequency and one slant, it's fine. But if you have a company that has nine radio stations,
do you believe
conservative talk, How is that any balancing? That's just getting one message out.
Do you believe that the United States government should start a conservative talk radio network to balance NPR?
Do I think the government should start a network?
Yeah,
no.
the government finances NPR. Do you think the government should finance a conservative talk network to balance NPR?
No, I think the government should finance a non-biased.
But they don't. NPR is overwhelmingly leftist, and that's government financed.
Well, I haven't seen that by personal opinion.
Of course. Okay. Now this is getting ridiculous. Okay. Look, I've shot down every one of your arguments, and you've shown me that the overwhelmingly government-financed NPR you do not think needs to be balanced. What I think this conversation has revealed is that, I mean, I'm not trying to attack you, John, but I think the arguments for the fairness doctrine are vapid, and I think I shot down every single one of them, and I also think you revealed that all you want is more liberalness in the media. You don't want balance. You want people who think like you and talk like you and express opinions like you. And that's the tyranny of the left that is running rampant in America and is on the uptick.